Rescue efforts continue today in Southern California after rainstorms triggered massive mudslides earlier this week. At least 17 people have died. Others are still missing, and search teams are using long poles to probe for bodies in the mud and thick debris. I spoke with Francis Rengers with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's a member of the Southern California Debris Flow Team.
The threat really isn't over, and the area could be susceptible to debris flows again, depending on the rainfall. So the rain is the driver, but I think an important takeaway for people in the area is to know that the threat isn't gone if it rains again.
Well, and it doesn't take very much rain. I mean, I'm reading that to trigger a landslide in California, especially after such a big fire, that as much as 0.3 inches in 30 minutes can cause one of these slides.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things our group does is we use statistics of past events to develop rainfall probabilities. So in that area, our prediction was about 0.5 inches in an hour could cause a debris flow. And what we saw in Montecito, one of the rain gauges showed 0.5 inches in 5 minutes.
And all that rain, it changed the life of Charles Crail and his family. He lives in Montecito. He and his wife, Tawny, and their two dogs were at home when the mud came crashing down. Charles, welcome. We're so sorry to hear about what you're going through. How are you doing? How's your wife doing?
I'm fine. My wife was actually had pneumonia, and when they evacuated her, it was really difficult. She was so weak, she couldn't really get up and to get to the evacuation vehicle. We had to go through over boulders and telephone poles and wreck cars and all kinds of stuff. So it was difficult for her. She's in the hospital in intensive care, but now will be taken out to a regular room because she's gotten better. I'm fine. I didn't have any problems at all.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, that just makes everything so much more complicated. Could you take us back to early Tuesday morning? I assume you and Tawny were at home. I mean, what happened? Did the mudslides wake you up?
Tuesday morning around 3:30, I woke up because it looked like daylight. The entire sky in every direction, when we look out any window, north, south, east, or west, was bright orange. It looked like the most glorious sunrise in Arizona that you could ever think of. I mean, it was literally daylight.
Why?
And that came from an explosion that happened up next to the San Ysidro Guest Ranch, which is a famous resort a mile, as the crow flies, or a mile and a half from our house. And a gas leak had taken place in this old mansion, and it filled up with gas and exploded, and it blew up the house and 12 houses around it.
Oh,
a lot
gosh.
Of those houses were caretakers' houses and guest houses and so forth on the property. But that's what got us up. There was no flood at that time. And then we went back to bed, and not more than 20 minutes later, it started raining so hard I couldn't believe it. And I went to the window of my bedroom and looked out, and what it was a beautifully landscaped, almost like a park. It looked like a tributary of the Mississippi River with cars going by, pieces of houses, and roaring.
Wow.
And maybe 8 feet high.
I can't even imagine what you were thinking at that point. I mean, was your instinct to rush outside to see what was happening?
No, my instincts were to stay inside because I was afraid if I went outside I would be swept away.
Huh.
So we definitely stayed inside. I wanted to make sure all doors and windows were locked and secured because I felt the water would be coming up soon and trying to get into the house. I then went to the front windows looking out towards the street. We live on a street called Olive Mill Road, which is one of the more damaged streets. And again, all the landscaping, walls, trees, I redid this house about 20 years ago, so there were huge mature trees gone. Every single stick, everything. Our cars were in a heap, and the street became, and our front yard was indistinguishable.
Well, and what about your house? Did the mud get through the windows and through the doors? Is your house okay?
Our house is a miracle. Both houses on the north and south of us, neighbor houses, were destroyed. Our house, somehow, the mud came up to the edge of the windows. It never came in, and nothing inside the house was damaged. So we were absolutely—it's a total miracle that this house didn't just get washed away. The one right below our house, you wouldn't even know, hardly know it was a house. Window's gone, all the furniture's gone, everything's gone.
And these are your neighbors. Are they accounted for? Yeah. Are they okay? Do you know? We know people. people died in this flood.
The lower house, people all were away. I've talked to them on cell phone. The house to the north of me, I've not been able to reach that neighbor, and he doesn't answer his cell phone. But the fire department has gone through all these houses, so he must have been away. They would have found something.
Look,
but there's been a number of deaths on our street or in the neighborhood very nearby.
Look, Charles, hindsight is 20/20. I'm sure if you knew this was going to happen to your home and to your neighborhood, you would have left. There was a voluntary evacuation order for your area before the storm, I understand. Do you regret not leaving now?
When this event was predicted, they made mandatory evacuation above Highway 192 up into the mountains all the way north. But below, it didn't become mandatory till after the fact. So we felt, and I've lived there since 1972, I've been through other floods. I've never seen that part of the Montecito flood like this. So I think, in my opinion, the mistake was that they should have made that whole area mandatory, and most of the destruction was in the involuntary area, although there was a lot in the mandatory area.
Well, I know you have your son, Devin, there with you, and you're in Santa Barbara right now at his home where you're staying.
That's correct.
Can you put Devin on the line?
Sure. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Devin. You know, I'm listening to your father tell this story, and I know that you were involved and have been to their home as well. I mean, what are you thinking when you hear this story about what your mom and dad went through?
It's unfathomable. I first was woken up. My brother lives about a mile away east of my parents, and he called me around 4 a.m. to say that it was a river on both sides of his house, and he just watched his cars float away and bounce off the house, and they were hunkering down on the second floor, waiting to be rescued. And that's when I called my parents to see how they were doing, and they were in a similar scenario. It was just, I was in total shock. They were trying to describe what was going on, and I couldn't imagine it.
You went there afterwards?
I did. I tried to go there on Tuesday afternoon because when they were evacuated, it was so hard for them to get out. The firemen wouldn't let them take any of the bags they had packed with their medication and passports and all that stuff. So and then a neighbor of my brother's said he had seen people in the neighborhood carrying lots of purses and looking like looters. So that was a worry as well. So I tried to get in on Tuesday. I walked the railroad tracks for a few miles and then up Olive Mill and made it about three houses away and got turned back because it was still a very active rescue scenario and gas leaks and water mains broken and a lot of water still flowing.
Do you wish that your parents had heeded those voluntary evacuation orders and made it out of there before this storm hit?
Definitely, in retrospect, but nobody could have ever imagined that that would have happened. If it had been a mandatory evacuation, I have no doubt that they would have left. But I don't even think the experts could have imagined what would happen.
Well, you sound like a good son. Thanks very much. That's Devin Crail. His father, Charles Crail, and his mother, Tani, were in the path of that mudslide there in Montecito, California. Devin, Charles, thanks to you both. Good luck and best wishes to Tani, who I know is still in the hospital.
Thank you.
You're welcome.